Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8 o'clock. We have some lanes blocked on Capitol Boulevard because of that crash that we're watching live on this camera. I'll tell you the best alternate route to avoid the delays.
And a northerly flow means a cold start to President's Day. We're now at 31 degrees. I'll show you when we'll jump into the 50s coming up.
Parts of Hillsborough Street will be closed for the next 2 weeks. Coming up, what you need to know about the work being done this morning and how that could impact your morning commute.
St. Augustine University leaders plan to address the school's financial issues and plans for the future today. The news conference they're holding as staff and students continue to draw concerns over pay and financial aid. So glad you're with us here, getting your President's Day Monday started at 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. A lot of people have the day off today. A lot of people might be headed out the door. If you're headed out the door now, you need the jacket.
for certain.
Yeah, it's pretty cold out there. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth with a beautiful look over Warrenton, not a cloud in the sky.
A lot of sunshine, really pretty outside, but it is cold with temperatures in the 30s right now. Warrenton, that beautiful blue sky. The sun eventually will warm us into the 50s later on this afternoon. But right now, we're in the 30s and 40s. Rocky Mount has jumped up to 40 degrees, 37 in Goldsboro, 31 in Raleigh and Durham, 37 in Fayetteville, 35 in Southern Pines. So it's a cold start to the day. We were briefly down into the upper 20s out at RDU just in the last hour. At lunchtime, that's when we'll climb into the lower 50s under mostly sunny skies. Our high temperature today, we're getting up to 56, which is pretty close to normal. And then we're back down into the 40s once the sun sets, down to 49 degrees by 6 o'clock this evening. So quiet weather for President's Day today. If you have the day off, you can enjoy this afternoon. It'll be cool, but near normal for this time of year. 30 overnight tonight, so it's another cold night tonight. 55 tomorrow, so tomorrow is very similar to what we'll have today, mostly sunny skies. It's milder by Wednesday with high temperatures near 60. It warms up even more by the end of the week. That comes with some rain. I'll time that out coming up. Brian?
It's 8:02 as we follow this breaking news, looking live at that camera on Capitol Boulevard at 440, looking down toward Hodges Street inside the Beltline. You can see where we have a crash blocking all but that left lane. It looks like Raleigh police are on the scene directing traffic around that. Got a real mess out there as you come in from 440 down toward the Hodges Street intersection. We're going to zoom in there, show you those latest sensor readings, and you can see those heavy backups now beginning all the way back around Highwoods Boulevard on southbound Capitol Boulevard. Consider using Atlantic Avenue as a good alternate route if you're trying to get from North Raleigh into the central part of Raleigh. You could also consider using Wake Forest Road as an alternate route. Doesn't look like that crash involves injuries at this point. We're going to get some more details about it. There's a minor crash reported in a parking lot up on Lewisburg Road on the northeast side of Raleigh, but elsewhere, our major routes are looking fine around the triangle. Very light volume on this holiday Monday. 885 looking good in both directions in Durham, and I-40 also looks fine through the south side of Durham. We are watching some road construction, though, that could cause some big problems for your commute, or at least a significant delay for the next little while. This is Hillsborough Street in front of the State Fairgrounds, and Kelsey Coffey is out there live this morning where that work is getting underway and has details about those alternate routes to consider. Good morning, Kelsey.
Brian, good morning. Crews started working here around 6 o'clock this morning, and you can see that that road has been closed already. So crews will be working here for the next 2 weeks. This is a look from Sky 5 at the larger project. Road construction at Hillsborough and Blue Ridge Road is taking longer than expected. NCDOT expected to finish the project this year. The new completion date is set for mid-2025. When the project is finished, Blue Ridge will pass beneath Hillsborough, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road. A new street will connect Hillsborough and Blue Ridge. NCDOT says this current closure is happening due to a water line replacement. Here's a list of detours you can take over the next couple of weeks. Trinity Road, Youth Center Drive, Edwards Mill Road, Wade Avenue, and Western Boulevard are all options that you can use. This section of Hillsborough Street should reopen March 2nd. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And today we'll learn more about how St. Augustine's University plans to move forward as financial problems there grow. Employees have been missing paychecks and students have been facing trouble with their financial aid. WRAL's Laura Levine is on the St. Aug's campus this morning. And Laura, the school is actually at risk of losing its accreditation.
The past couple of months has been really a tough time for the folks here at St. Augustine's University. We know that in just a few hours, university leaders will meet at the school to address their financial game plan moving forward. This comes as the university deals with that pattern of money problems impacting professors, students, and the community. In December, the Southern Association of Colleges placed the school on probation due to its finances. According to public records, the IRS placed a $7.9 million lien on the university for failing to pay taxes since 2020. The university is reportedly hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. The fallout is deep, as St. Aug could possibly lose its accreditation, as mentioned, teachers not receiving paychecks and students' tuition refund checks in limbo. A vigil was held here at the university where community members really shared those passionate remarks.
1895, this building was built by amateurs. And we sit under it with full faith that this roof will hold, that these walls will contain the love bursting in this space.
Enrollment is another issue here on campus. We know that the student body population was at 1,100 back in the fall of 2022. That's the most recent data we have. That is a 23% decrease or drop, if you will, since about 10 years ago. That press conference begins at 11 a.m. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Raleigh.
And again, as Laura just mentioned, the university will be holding that news conference at 11 to detail their financial strategy going forward. You can watch that live on WREL News Plus on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum 1257, or in the WREL app on your smart TV and mobile devices.
A Sampson County man is facing charges after a man was found dead inside a burned remnant of a mobile home. Deputies arrested 46-year-old Perry Folger of Faison on Sunday afternoon. He's charged with assault and burglary, and the sheriff's office says more charges are likely. His arrest comes after crews responded to a fire at a mobile home on Alex Benton Road near Newton Grove just before 1 o'clock Sunday morning. They found an injured woman in the front yard and later discovered the body of 64-year-old Harry Taylor inside. A neighbor we spoke with described Taylor as a character who had lost a leg to cancer.
It's just sad to see him. No one needs to go have that happen.
Our crew at the scene discovered pages of a search warrant that were left behind. They revealed both victims were assaulted with a bat. The woman who was hurt is 69-year-old Elvin Franklin. She was apparently hurt while trying to defend Taylor, and she was unable to get him out of the house as it burned.
This week, the board chair for Durham Public Schools will appoint people to a new panel created to give district employees a greater voice in decision making. The group will include school board members, administration, members of the Durham Association of Educators, and others. Recent sick outs over pay have led to multiple days of canceled classes. School board chair Bettina Umstead plans to announce who will be in the new work group on Thursday. And officials are investigating the cause of a fire at a Raleigh home. Our breaking news tracker was on the scene of the fire on Marsh Lane Way yesterday afternoon. You can see several crews out there surveying the damage. Several people were inside at the time of the fire, including a mother and her two young kids. Firefighters say everyone got out safely. Nobody was hurt. The fire department, along with Duke and Dominion Energy, are investigating the cause of the fire.
On the Republican campaign trail, Nikki Haley is pushing former President Donald Trump to speak out about the death of Vladimir Putin's imprisoned political foe, Alexei Navalny. In a post to social media, Haley says it's been 2 days and counting, and Donald Trump still hasn't uttered Alexei Navalny's name. In a Fox News town hall ahead of the South Carolina primary, Haley said Trump is no match for Putin.
Donald Trump is going to side with a thug who kills his political opponents.
President Biden has clearly laid blame on Putin for Navalny's death in a Russian prison. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it's important for Congress to pass more aid to Ukraine to stop Putin.
Today in Raleigh, there will be a screening of the documentary examining the 2015 murders of three people in an apartment in Chapel Hill. 36 Seconds, Portrait of a Hate Crime, features new interviews about the killings of Dea Baccarat, Yusor Abu Salha, and her sister, Razan Abu Salha. The emotional documentary includes a confession from convicted murderer Craig Hicks. The screening is happening tonight at 6 o'clock at the Witherspoon Student Center on NC State's campus. After the film, there will be a panel discussion on the investigation. The event is free.
10 after 8 right now on your Monday. The cars we drive are getting bigger and heavier, and the nation's guardrails aren't keeping up. Just ahead, why one man warns more people could die from crashes if something doesn't improve in the guardrails.
Plus, you may know what it takes to eat healthy, but does your diet actually meet expectations? Why nutritionists say many Americans don't actually have a healthy diet.
The weather stays quiet for President's Day. On the cool side, 56 for the high, plenty of sunshine. We'll get milder as we approach the end of the week, but that does come with some rain Friday. I'll show you when it arrives and how much rain we could get coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now on your Monday, and why this view of the Washington Monument in D.C.? Pretty blue skies. It is President's Day, and we are glad you are with us watching WRL TV. We have the same blue skies right down here. It is definitely cold, though, as well. And Amy Wilmoth in the WRL Severe Weather Center, beautiful look behind you. It'll be a little while before that frost delay lets up, though.
Yes, it is very cold outside. Temperatures are in the 30s, so if you're headed out this morning, grab the coat. This afternoon, it'll be pretty comfortable. We'll be in the mid-50s, so if you have a round of golf plans today, it should be pretty nice for that. A beautiful blue sky over Southern Pines. This is a live look at the Longleaf Golf and Family Course, but it is cold outside right now. 30 in Lewisburg, 31 in Durham, 33 in Siler City, 39 right now in Goldsboro. In our southern counties, 34 degrees in Rayford, 35 in Southern Pines, 29 in Sanford, 39 degrees in Clinton. So we're off to a cold start today, but temperatures will get a little bit better as we head into the afternoon. At lunchtime, we're in the low 50s, mostly sunny with a temperature of 51. And then we'll get up to around 56 later on this afternoon, back down into the 40s by 6 o'clock this evening. So outdoor plans are a go today. Just need to bundle up if you're headed out this morning. We don't have any rain in the forecast today, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Thursday night is when our next cold front starts to get close to us. So about a 30% chance for rain, a 50% chance for some scattered showers through the day on Friday. It does look like we'll end the week with a little bit of rain. Not much. I'll show you how much in just a moment. Tuesday, it looks like we'll have more clouds than sun. We'll call it partly cloudy skies for Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. It'll stay dry. And then as we head into Thursday, it stays dry for almost the entire day, but we will have an increase in the cloud cover. We'll have a southerly flow that's going to warm us into the 60s. And the cold front will approach as we get into the overnight hours Thursday into Friday morning. So Friday morning, we're looking at a wet morning commute. Scattered showers are possible to kick off the day. Those will linger into the afternoon, and even in the evening in the southeastern part of the viewing area, that cold front will continue to move away from us through the weekend, and things will be overall pretty quiet for Saturday and Sunday. A look at how much rainfall we could get with that next front. It's not much. It's under a tenth of an inch. We'll let you know if this changes. Right now, it looks like it'll be unsettled, but it's just not a ton of moisture with this front, so it's going to be some pretty light rain that we'll get. 56 for the high today, so pretty nice weather for President's Day, just on the cold side this morning. It's cold again tonight. We'll get down to 30 and then 55 tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies. Starts to warm up Wednesday. We'll be up to 60 degrees. 66 Thursday, 65 Friday. That does come with some rain, but it is quieter over the weekend, Brian.
8:16 right now, Amy, and we're still watching this crash on Capitol Boulevard at Hodges Street. And on that southbound side, all of that traffic is getting squeezed into the left lane. Looks like you can make a right onto Hodges Street from southbound Capitol, but through traffic is all getting squeezed into that lane. Doesn't look like this is a crash with injuries, but Raleigh police are working to get that one cleared. You can see the heavy delay showing up on the sensors, now beginning all the way back at Brentwood Road on southbound Capitol. So consider using Atlantic Avenue or Wake Forest Road as alternate routes if you're trying to get south of the Beltline from North Raleigh this morning. Still have that crash reported in a parking lot on Lewisburg Road, not too far from New Hope Road. Not seeing any big delays with that. And elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking fine on all of our major routes with light volume right now on all those major roads in Durham, including I-85 and I-40. Want to let you know about a construction project that begins today in Johnston County. Highway 96 is going to be closed just south of Highway 42 until February 25th for a pipeline replacement. There's a detour set up that's going to add about 5 minutes to your ride there on Highway 96 just south of 42.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRL Live Center. Just a few minutes ago, this the NBC affiliate, the helicopter was up over a home that exploded in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We're told that that home exploded around 6 o'clock this morning. Right now, they're actually leaving the scene, but explosion damaged a home next door. Also, there was a man inside that exploded house. That man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Of course, the cause of that explosion is under investigation. We'll keep monitoring it here in the WRA Live Center for any updates.
Alec Murdaugh's estate has a new owner. The South Carolina property was sold for $1 million at auction earlier this month. A new owner plans to give the 21-acre estate new life as a horse farm. The sale did not include the dog kennels where Alec's wife Maggie and son Paul were found dead. Murdaugh is serving two life sentences for their deaths.
Former Congressman George Santos is suing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel over prank videos. In a lawsuit filed Saturday, Santos alleges Kimmel tricked him into making videos on the Cameo app to use in the show in order to ridicule him. Kimmel used phony names to submit more than a dozen requests on Cameo for personalized video messages from Santos. He then used the clips on a segment of his show titled "Will Santos Say It?" In one of the clips, Santos offers congratulations to the purported winner of a beef-eating contest, calling the feat amazing and impressive. Santos is suing for $750,000 for the five videos that were played on the show.
The Biden administration may relax its strict vehicle emissions rules it proposed last year. Sources say the proposed rule change from the EPA would delay the requirements until after 2030. President Biden has made lowering emissions and switching to electric vehicles a major part of his climate agenda. The EPA rule is still not finalized and is expected to be released in the spring. Critics lashed out at the idea, saying the Biden administration is bending to U.S. automakers if the new rule goes into effect.
Cars in America are getting bigger and heavier, and a new crash test research shows that the nation's guardrails may not be up to keeping those cars safe. It could put you and your family at risk. Alarming results of this new study show a 2022 Rivian electric truck tearing right through that guardrail, barely slowing down. Another test shows a Tesla Model 3 just lifting up a guardrail and passing right underneath it. Guardrail safety advocate Stephen Imers lost his daughter in a crash in 2016, and he has turned his tragedy into a lifelong mission to bring awareness to guardrail safety.
That's my goal now, is to rob America's streets of future victims of traffic violence caused by guardrails.
The Federal Highway Administration says guardrails can lessen the severity of crashes, but they can't completely protect drivers in every situation. Guardrail safety has improved over the years, but infrastructure updates take time and vary from state to state.
Many Americans say they know what it takes to eat healthy, but their actual habits may not be making the grade. Here's Chris DeMeo with details on what makes a better diet.
New Year's resolutions are still on the minds of some Americans. A Center for Food Demand survey shows 80% of respondents are looking to lose weight this year by eating healthy.
They tell us they're going to reduce consumption of processed foods, reduce consumption of carbohydrates, reduce consumption of fats and salts.
Many respondents say they're already on track to achieving a healthy diet. 84% say they rank their diets either good, very good, or excellent. But some health experts are not so sure.
Professional nutritionists give Americans' diet a failing grade. So there seems to be a little bit of grade inflation of how we evaluate our own diets.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says most Americans don't have a healthy diet because they consume too much sodium, saturated fats, and sugar. These foods can also lead to chronic diseases.
We appear to be a little bit overly optimistic about how we're doing at the dinner table.
While respondents' health grades don't live up to nutritionists' measurements, the survey does show many Americans know what contributes to healthy eating.
Consumers plan to reduce consumption of candy and desserts and also reduce consumption of salty snacks. And they plan to increase consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as lean proteins.
That was Chris DeMeo reporting.
Today, there's a groundbreaking for a new homeless support center in Fayetteville. This groundbreaking is happening this afternoon, 4 o'clock on Hawley Lane, right beside FTCC Education Center. Cumberland County says the center will have beds as well as access to programs and resources to help them achieve sustainable housing and improve their lives. The county plans for the facility to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Today is President's Day, and it's also marking 1 year since former President Jimmy Carter entered hospice care. The 39th president was last seen publicly at the funeral of his wife, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, in Plains, Georgia, back in November. He was diagnosed with cancer that had spread to his brain years ago, but chose to terminate medical care last year. His family says that he's still kicking and likes to spend his days watching sports on TV and enjoying the company of his grandchildren. President Carter is 99 years old and the longest living former president in U.S. history.
The push for an aid package for Ukraine is growing stronger. Coming up, why Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on Congress to approve a new bill to help protect Ukraine.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And happy Monday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Brian Schrader tracking some big backups near 440 and Capitol Boulevard.
On the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard, a crash right there at Hodges Street, creating some pretty big delays. All that southbound traffic getting squeezed into the left lane. We do have a tow truck on the scene, so hopefully this gets cleared up fairly quickly. But if you're coming in from the north side of Raleigh, you might want to avoid using Capitol Boulevard. Right now, those backups on the southbound side begin around Brentwood Road and Highwoods Boulevard. Consider using Atlantic Avenue or Wake Forest Road as good alternate routes. Just getting reports of a crash on 440 right around Melbourne Road there on the west side of Raleigh. But otherwise, our major routes around the Triangle are looking all right.
A pretty nice start to the President's Day holiday. Very quiet weather. It's cold outside, but we have blue sky. This is a live look at RDU. It's a nice quiet day today. We'll have plenty of sunshine, but it is cold this morning. So if you're headed out this morning, grab the coat. 31 in Raleigh and Durham, 37 in Fayetteville right now. It's 39 degrees right now in Goldsboro. So your forecast for President's Day, we're keeping it cool. At noon, it's 51 degrees, mostly sunny skies. We'll have sunshine into the afternoon. It stays on the cool side of normal with a high temperature around 56.
Amy, starting today, Hillsborough Street at Blue Ridge Road will be closed for 2 weeks as crews work to relocate a water line. Drivers can follow I-440 and Western Boulevard or Trinity Road and Blue Ridge Road for detours. The road is expected to reopen March 2nd. And a Sampson County man facing charges after a man was found dead inside a burned mobile home near Newton Grove. He is charged with assault and burglary. The sheriff's office says more charges are likely. Crews found an injured woman in the front yard and later discovered the body of 64-year-old Harry Taylor inside. Next on Fox 50, we'll have a recap of some of the biggest winners from last night's People's Choice Awards.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a cold start to President's Day, 31 degrees, 56 for the high. I'll show you when high temperatures will jump into the 60s coming up.
In just a few hours, university leaders here at St. Augustine's will meet to address their financial crisis. Just ahead, we're breaking down how the university got to this point as students, faculty, and staff are impacted.
And heads up for drivers in the Triangle. A road closure near the fairgrounds will impact your commute for 2 weeks. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey will tell us about the project and detours to make your drive smoother. We are here to help you out on your Monday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your President's Day Monday here. Heads up for some sun glare out there on the roads as well, which is, you know, sort of welcome aside from the danger of it. But Amy, well within WRAL Severe Weather Center, we see those blue skies right now. The warm-up will come.
That's right. The sun will help to warm us into the mid-50s this afternoon. A beautiful shot here of Roxborough, the blue sky overhead. We have mostly sunny skies across the entire viewing area. It is cold this morning. We're at 31 in Durham, 40 degrees in Rocky Mount, 35 in Southern Pines, 37 degrees right now in Fayetteville. So a cold start to President's Day. For an hour, we were in the upper 20s in the Triangle. So definitely cold to kick off the day, but temperatures will warm up a little bit this afternoon. We'll have mostly sunny skies. At noon, we're at 50. 51. Our high gets up to 56. Then we're back down into the upper 40s once the sun sets around 6 o'clock this evening. Temperatures pretty close to normal for this time of year. Pretty much the same thing as we head into Tuesday. We'll start off with temperatures around 30 degrees. We'll get up to 55 Tuesday afternoon. Mostly sunny skies expected. Tuesday night, we'll drop down to around freezing, so another cold start Wednesday. But then Wednesday afternoon, we'll have mostly sunny skies, and it'll be milder with temperatures getting up to around 60. By the end of the week, highs jump into the mid-60s, and that comes with some rain. I'll have more on that coming up. Brian?
It is 8:32 right now, Amy, and we're still watching this crash on Capitol Boulevard at Hodges Street. As we take a look at this live camera back at the Beltline, we're looking at that southbound traffic. You can see Raleigh police have opened some lanes there. We still have that right lane blocked. They have at least one of the vehicles in this cleared, but we still have a vehicle there blocking that right lane. As we take a look at the backups there on southbound Capitol, they begin right around the Highwoods Boulevard interchange through 440 down to Hodges Street. Consider using Atlantic or Wake Forest Road till they can get all of those lanes reopened on southbound Capitol. Around the rest of the triangle on this holiday Monday, very light traffic volume with no big delays showing up anywhere in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. No crashes reported this morning in Durham or Chapel Hill. We are tracking some road construction, though, out around the fairgrounds. Of course, they have that big project there with Blue Ridge Road and Hillsborough Street. And this morning, a section of Hillsborough Street is closed. Let's check in with Kelsey Coffey live out there at the scene, keeping an eye on some of that construction that has already started behind you there, Kelsey.
Brian, crews have been out here since about 6 o'clock this morning, so we've been watching them work. If this is a part of your morning commute, this section of Hillsborough Street, you may run into this road closure, so crews will be here for the next 2 weeks. Here's a look now from Sky 5 at the larger project. Road construction at Hillsborough and Blue Ridge Road is taking longer than expected. NCDOT expected to finish this project this year. The new completion date is set for mid-2025. When the project is finished, Blue Ridge will pass beneath Hillsborough, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road. A new street will connect Hillsborough and Blue Ridge. NCDOT says this current closure is happening due to a waterline replacement.
The waterline has to be relocated so that we can progress construction for Blue Ridge Road in the future. So we are performing this work now ahead so we don't have any issues in the future.
This is a list of detours you can take over the next couple weeks. Trinity Road, Youth Center Drive, Edwards Mill Road, Wade Avenue, and Western Boulevard are all options that you can use, and this section of Hillsborough Street is expected to reopen March 2nd. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Today we'll get an update on how school leaders at St. Augustine's University plan to address the school's financial crisis. They'll address the media this morning after weeks of employees missing paychecks and students having problems with financial aid. WRAL's Laura Levine explains the school is also facing the possible loss of its accreditation.
Here on campus last night, we saw dozens of alumni, current students, community members come together to support one another. And now later today, we're going to see university leaders meet right here to address their financial game plan. This comes as the university deals with that pattern of money problems impacting professors, students, and the community. In December, the Southern Association of Colleges placed the school on probation due to its finances. According to public records, the IRS placed a $7.9 million lien on the university for failing to pay taxes since 2020. The university is also reportedly hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. The fallout is deep, as St. Aug could possibly lose its accreditation, teachers not receiving paychecks, and students' tuition refund checks in limbo.
It's tough for students to focus. It's tough for professors and staff to pay their bills. It's tough for the administration to have to make promises and then break them.
The money troubles are just one facet in the ongoing challenges the university is facing. Enrollment is another. Now, the student body population was at 1,100 in the fall of 2022. That's the most recent data that we have. That's down 23% compared to 10 years ago. That press conference begins at 11 a.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And you can watch that news conference at 11 to detail the financial strategy going forward on WRAL News Plus on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum Channel 1257, or in the WRAL app on your TV and mobile devices.
A Sampson County man is facing charges after a man was found dead inside the burned remnants of a mobile home. Deputies arrested 46-year-old Perry Folger of Faison on Sunday afternoon. He is charged with assault and burglary, and the sheriff's office says more charges are likely. The arrest comes after crews responded to a fire at a mobile home on Alex Benton Road. That's near Newton Grove, just before 1 o'clock yesterday morning. They found an injured woman in the front yard and later discovered the body of 64-year-old Harry Taylor inside. According to a search warrant, both victims were assaulted with a bat. The woman who was hurt, 69-year-old Elvin Franklin, was apparently hurt while trying to defend Taylor, and she was unable to get him out of the house as it burned.
The push for Congress to pass a new aid package for Ukraine is growing. As you look live at the U.S. Capitol, officials say Ukraine is running low on weapons and supplies, and Congress's inability to pass an aid package is what's to blame here. John Lawrence reports this comes as the Kremlin recently overtook a key city from Ukraine.
President Joe Biden says the U.S. can't turn its back on Ukraine and its war against Russia.
And the idea that now, running out of ammunition, we walk away, I find it absurd. I find it unethical.
The Senate passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill last week with $60 billion earmarked for Ukraine.
We are counting on this positive decision of the Congress. For us, this package is vital.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer released a statement Sunday demanding that House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans pass the funding bill following the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
We must show Putin that he must pay a price for the death of Navalny. And the best price the U.S. can make Putin pay is to give Ukraine the help they need to fend off Putin's evil aggressions.
Johnson and others in the GOP have issues with the bill, saying it lacks provisions for migrants trying to enter the U.S.
The number one national security issue facing America today is our insecure, unsafe, and wide-open southern border.
Schumer posting on social media, the bill is, quote, sitting on Speaker Johnson's desk while Putin waits to see if the U.S. will act.
John Lawrence reporting, and the House of Representatives is in recess until the end of the month. President Biden blasted House lawmakers, calling their two-week vacation outrageous.
A driver is facing several charges after State Highway Patrol says he led troopers on a chase through several counties. The chase started in Johnston County, then went through Harnett County before ending up in a crash in Cumberland County. That crash happened on I-95 near Eastover and I-295. Troopers say the driver, Irwin Roberts, reached speeds over 150 miles an hour before sideswiping another car and crashing. Roberts is facing several felony charges. He's being held in the Johnston County Detention Center under a $47,000 bond. A softball tournament in support of a fallen Greensboro police officer has raised thousands of dollars for his family. Sergeant Philip Dale Nix was shot and killed when he attempted to stop a robbery at a Sheetz gas station in Guilford County back in December. He was off duty at the time. More than 20 teams took part in the softball tournament in Randolph County, which wrapped up on Sunday. Organizers say they raised $6,000 on Saturday alone.
Right now, Gaza's health ministry says over 29,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war. The UN's highest court meeting is meeting, for the first of 6 days of hearings. The court is looking into the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of Palestinian claimed lands. An unprecedented number of countries are participating in this. The focus on Israel's occupation of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. The Palestinian foreign minister is accusing Israel of apartheid as he urged the UN's top court to declare Israel's occupation of lands is illegal and must end immediately. Israel is not scheduled to speak but could submit a written statement. A ruling is likely months away, but experts say the decision, though not legally binding, could greatly impact international aid to Israel as well as public opinion.
Gen Zers aren't alone in making the Lone Star State their home after college. Coming up, why the youngest adults are headed to Texas to start their lives after graduation.
Plus, would you hop on a plane without knowing where it is headed? Just ahead, the special flight one airline is offering its loyalty members with an unknown destination.
And as we head to break, here's a live look at Durham on our WREL live camera network. Beautiful blue skies. Just ahead, meteorologist Amy Wilmoth tells us when we can expect a warm-up. Welcome back on your Monday morning, President's Day. This is a live look at our Fayetteville newsroom. Nice and sunny out there, but it is chilly. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth shows us what it feels like around town right now.
It is cold outside. We were in the upper 20s in the last hour in Raleigh. We're now at 31 degrees, so temperatures are improving a little bit, but it's cold across the entire state of North Carolina from the mountains all the way to the coast, dealing with a pretty cold start to President's Day. It's quiet for us, though, across North Carolina, thanks to this area of high pressure. So things will stay quiet for the entire day today. Our next rain chance doesn't arrive until Thursday night into Friday. California getting hit hard again with some rain, some flood advisories in place for California. As they get pounded yet again with another system, bringing a lot of moisture and rain. As far as snow cover across the country, we have a little bit in the North Carolina mountains. North of us, we have some snow cover, and also across the Colorado Rockies, we have a lot of snow cover as well. In the North Carolina mountains this weekend, it's a big ski time. A lot of folks headed there over the weekend and for President's Day. They're making snow. They don't have natural snow coming down, but they're making snow. It's cold enough for that at the resorts. It'll be very busy here on the slopes today, with temperatures likely staying in the 40s in the North Carolina mountains. Here at home, temperatures will warm into the 50s. 56 today in Raleigh, mostly sunny skies. 55 in Durham and 58 for the high temperature in Fayetteville. So pretty close to normal for this time of year. The normal is 57. We'll be close to that number for today and tomorrow for our highs. We're back into the low 60s by Wednesday, 66 Thursday, and 65 Friday. And we do have some rain that comes with this. We have a 50% chance for some scattered showers as we wrap up the work week. Not a lot of rain, but it will be a little wet on Friday. For low temperatures, the normal is 35. We'll be below that for the next couple of mornings. And then upper 30s Thursday. Friday, it's a milder start, 50s to start off the day. And then 38, back down into the 30s for low temperatures Saturday. Looking ahead to the end of the month into March, above normal temperatures are likely for the eastern and central part of the country. And as far as rainfall goes, above normal rainfall for the northwest western half of North Carolina. And we really do need the rain. We are below normal across the entire viewing area in the last 30 days. Doesn't look like we'll get any rain until maybe Thursday night into Friday. Quiet weather for the holiday today. It stays quiet through Wednesday, even into Thursday. Nice and mild Thursday and Friday, highs in the 60s. Cooling down over the weekend, but it does stay dry both Saturday and Sunday.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center. We want to take you down to Southern California. This is what's happening with the people gearing up for severe weather happening there in Southern California. Rain is expected to last on and off through Wednesday in the area. Rainfall is expected to reach up to 6 inches in some parts of that state. The storm that hit Southern California earlier this month caused mudslides and flash flooding in many parts of that region. Emergency crews are urging people living in low-lying areas to get to higher ground. Of course, we'll continue to update this story here in the WRL Live Center.
All right, thanks, Ken. Neighbors in a Northern Virginia community are in shock after a huge explosion that leveled a house, killed a firefighter, and hurt 12 others. Investigators are still trying to pinpoint the source of the propane leak that authorities believe caused that blast. Crews, including a team from the ATF, remained on scene Sunday, 2 days after that massive explosion. Fire officials say they have identified a leaking 500-gallon underground propane tank as a possible cause. Three of the 11 firefighters who were hurt in the explosion are still in the hospital. That includes two who are being treated in a burn unit. And we are learning more about a double murder investigation on the campus of the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. Today, all classes are canceled as that investigation continues. Authorities have identified the two people found shot and killed in a dorm as 26-year-old Seeley Montgomery and 24-year-old Samuel Knopp, both of Colorado. Police say Knopp was a student, Montgomery was not. The two were found Friday when police responded to calls of shots fired in a dorm room, prompting a campus lockdown. Authorities have not released any information on a suspect or motive, but they do believe the shooter appears to have known at least one of the victims.
Generation Z workers aren't alone in finding out they like the Lone Star State to build their futures. Housing platform Zillow says Texas gained the most Gen Z movers year over year, according to data in 2022 in the U.S. Census Bureau survey. That survey showed 76,000 Gen Zers moved to Texas, followed by California with 44,000 and Florida with 41,000. Zillow says Gen Zers are coming for opportunities and affordability.
The NBA is best put on a show for the fans in this year's All-Star Game. It was the 20th All-Star Game for LeBron James, who showed that he still has it with this dunk. But Damian Lillard of the Milwaukee Bucks was the night's big star, hitting shots from all over the court. He won the three-point contest earlier on the weekend, and he continued his hot streak in the All-Star Game. He ended up with 39 points, including 11 three-pointers, to win MVP honors as he led the East to a 211-186 win. Award season continues for Hollywood, and Sunday night, the People's Choice Awards honored movies, TV series, and more. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with a recap.
You made Barbie a global cultural phenomenon.
The fans have chosen their faves, and Barbie is the People's Choice Award winner for Movie of the Year, while Barbie's America Ferrera won Movie Performance of the Year. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes star Rachel Zegler took action movie star kudos.
This is the sixth time we won this award.
The show of the year was Grey's Anatomy.
Billie Eilish.
Jeremy Renner presented Billie Eilish with TV Performance of the Year for Swarm. Tom Hiddleston accepted the sci-fi fantasy show trophy for Loki. The Last of Us star Pedro Pascal was named Male TV Star of the Year. Drama TV star was The Morning Show's Jennifer Aniston.
The people's icon, Adam Sandler.
Aniston introduced her friend, Adam Sandler, for the People's Icon Award.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Adam Sandler, and I am the sexiest man alive.
For which he gave a speech for People's Sexiest Man Alive. The People's music icon, the legendary Lenny Kravitz, rocked out a medley of career-spanning hits.
The music icon, Lenny Kravitz!
He was presented his icon trophy by new Grammy winner Victoria Monet.
I'll be in your head all weekend.
Pop star Kylie Minogue and country music's Lainey Wilson also performed.
Ice Spice!
In Music Wins, new artist went to Ice Spice.
The 49th Annual People's Choice Awards.
Simu Liu hosted the 2024 People's Choice Awards, a ceremony which highlights honors in movies, television, music, sports, and pop culture, all voted on by the fans.
It was quite a night. That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
The Bob Marley movie hit a sweet note at the box office this weekend. The highly anticipated Bob Marley One Love debuted at number one in its opening weekend, earning $27.7 million. The love surrounding the film was met with gratitude from Marley's children and wife, who were all producers on that film. The movie beat out Marvel's Madame Web, which also opened this weekend, which brought in an estimated $17.6 million.
Would you see either of those?
Yeah, I'm going to see the Bob Marley for sure.
The Bob Marley one looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, have you ever considered packing your bags and going on a trip to an unknown destination? Scandinavian Airlines has the opportunity of a lifetime for you.
Yeah, the airline recently announced the opportunity for members of its Eurobus loyalty program to book a flight experience they call Destination Unknown. More than 1,000 people have already signed up, and the only clue that people got, the flight itself will last a few hours. That's all they told them. The mystery trip is scheduled for April 5th to the 8th.
But how do you know what to pack?
Well,
that's my question.
Yeah.
You got to pack both warm and not, you know.
You're
going to
check a bag, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Mm. All right. Well, the NASCAR season is expected to get started today, one day later than planned. The Daytona 500 was postponed yesterday because of rain in Florida. The green flag is scheduled to drop at 4 o'clock this afternoon. You can catch all the action on Fox 50.